is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says he'll hold off on imposing a hefty tariff on EU goods. The BBC's Fiona McDonald.
The president of the European Commission says the bloc wants to strike a trade agreement with the United States, but needs more time than it's been given by President Trump. Ursula von der Leyen said she'd had a good telephone call with Mr. Trump following his threat to impose additional taxes of 50% on European imports from next month.
The president says he's not happy with Russian President Vladimir Putin for continued bombings of Ukraine. Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Hines on CBS's Face the Nation.
For this guy who considers himself the master of the deal, maximize the leverage of the West so that we can bring this war to a fair and just conclusion that will keep the Russians from invading for countries in the future.
The Department of Justice made this announcement.
Federal officials arrested a U.S.-German citizen at New York's Kennedy Airport who they say tried to firebomb the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. Prosecutors say Joseph Neumeier spat at an embassy guard last week. He got away but left his backpack. Investigators say they found firebomb-making supplies and that Neumeier previously posted threats of burning down the embassy.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan. Speaker Mike Johnson is celebrating the narrow passage of the budget bill in the House while also urging Republicans in the Senate to make few changes, but some are already voicing their opposition. Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
Many Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, are questioning the bill's contents.
I think the cuts currently in the bill are wimpy and anemic. The problem is the math doesn't add up. They're going to explode the debt.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the cuts don't go far enough and that the bill will add to the nation's deficit.
You're saying you have these independent analysts saying it's 3.3 to 4 trillion. I agree with that. We have to reduce the deficit, and so we need to focus on spending.
5 years ago today, George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis police custody. CBS News Minnesota reporter Justin Rantala.
For many, this is a return trip to George Floyd Square that brings back a flood of emotions. But those emotions are mixed. For some visitors, being here at the memorial is powerful and uplifting. Demetrius Smith planned a trip from Dallas just to be here. It's a teaching moment and history lesson for Smith's six-year-old granddaughter.
Well, I think it's important that they understand what has happened in the past, what still is happening currently, but also understand that they are responsible for their decisions, and it doesn't have to be the way that it always has been.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Making an impact, sponsored by Grainger. Ashley Crossan has just been named 2025 National Teacher of the Year for her impact on students. Who does she give the credit for this honor?
The kids are amazing. Like, I don't have to do much because they come in, they show up, and they make the job easy.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Military Appreciation Month brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Karen Gunther founded Semper Fi and America's Fund, a nonprofit for wounded veterans. But getting started wasn't easy.
I didn't know anything about starting a nonprofit, so I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought every book I could on nonprofits. Nonprofits for Dummies was my very first book.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
A new bill could mandate carbon monoxide detectors in hotel rooms.
Chuck Heathcoe's son, John, died of carbon monoxide poisoning in a Mexican hotel room in 2023.
I had to go into the bedroom and let my wife know we lost our son.
The CDC says in the U.S., carbon monoxide poisoning kills about 400 people a year. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig and California Representative Mike Levin plan to introduce a new bill to require carbon monoxide detectors at hotels and other short-term rentals.
You would think the large hotel chains would actually do this preventively. I mean, these are literally people's lives.
It's common sense, and it's something that I hope we can get passed and get signed into law and save lives.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Cirque du Soleil show in Honolulu, Awana, aims to show the real Hawaii. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 44. Memorial Day Monday, sunshine with a high near 58. Monday night, clouds and 48. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, some afternoon showers possible with a high near 58. Tuesday night, rain likely and 50.
It's 57 at our studios.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
I see.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm
Russia, friend of man. Lonely lovers free.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates, perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says, many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Hey!
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
It's been a hard day's night. I should around.
WRJN.
Big deals.
Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates. Perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll.